The move paves the way for the Columbus Metropolitan Library to purchase the building for $2.2 million. Library Director Pat Lisinski says officials are considering moving their administrative offices to the building or selling it to other users as part of the library's expansion plans. He says the organization would keep a portion of the parking lot to give patrons direct access to the Deaf School Park and Topiary Garden.
The real inspiration for this comes from Bryant Park, immediately adjacent to the New York Public Library. This was a space that also was greatly underutilized until the library decided to make wireless available in the park, to make books available in the park, and to do some of the things that we're doing right now, although with great difficulty, and that is bringing children all the way around the front of the library, all the way around the back, so that we can do concerts and story times and other kinds of activity. So we think the library will not only be able to do that on an ongoing basis, but it will be used for others as well.
The library board meets tomorrow to consider the purchase of the building that's been vacant for 6 years. Council last night also approved a 10-year, 75% property tax abatement for a forensic research, testing, and analysis firm to create 30 jobs at a planned global headquarters on Schrock Road. SEA Limited's headquarters will house 126 workers. Sponsoring council member Zach Klein introduced the legislation by saying city government handouts to businesses in the form of grants, loans, and tax breaks helps keep the jobless rate low.
Really, we're driving the state's economy, and it's in large part by the good work and the stewardship of this council, by Auditor Dorian and by Mayor Coleman, of why Ohio's unemployment rate is at 6.7%, because when you take out Columbus's good work, it would make the unemployment rate in Ohio even larger. So I want to applaud the mayor, applaud Auditor Dorian for his stewardship, and certainly my colleagues here on council for the work that we're doing and the investments that we're making in business and small business.
Columbus is also the seat of state government and home to many universities, which provide a buffer against harsh swings in the unemployment rate. Three city council seats are up for election in November.